Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings. I'm Lester Graham with Michigan Radio, and we're here to look. Well, you've got a lot of stuff on the table here. I'm not sure what we're here to look at.
We are here because it is almost the end of the year. And I don't know about you, but I am so ready to toast goodbye to 2020.
Yep, I think a lot of people would join you in that toast.
And since hopefully you won't be celebrating with people this New Year's Eve, I wanted to give people some celebratory cocktails to make the event special for themselves.
Cocktails, plural.
Yes. These are really, really easy cocktails to make, so I figured we had time to do two for the price of one.
That's why there are so many bottles. Okay. Well, what are these? Let's start with the names first.
So first off is the poinsettia.
Poinsetta. Okay.
Poinsettia. You serve
Very
this
festive.
For Christmas, serve it for New Year's Eve, serve it anytime you like. This is really simple. I'm adding an ounce of pure cranberry juice. So that 100% cranberry comes in the glass bottle, kind of expensive. An ounce of that. If you don't have that, you just have like Ocean Spray cranberry cocktail, just use 2 ounces because it's not as concentrated. And I'm going to add 1/2 ounce of orange liqueur. I'm using that great clockwork orange liqueur from New Holland Distillery.
Right. We've used that.
Then top off your glass with some sparkling wine. I chose the Mauby Blanc de Blanc. So Mauby is a Northern Michigan winery. They make world-renowned wines. They're really fabulous sparkling wines. And we haven't used one on Cheers yet, and so I thought this was the occasion.
Yeah, we don't have a chance to feature the wineries of the state very often, but that's a good choice right there.
Excellent. They're doing a lot of really good things.
So there's the first one, and that, again, is the poinsettia.
The poinsettia, and just garnish that with an orange twist. You can make it really pretty and curly by wrapping it around a straw. If you have a channel knife, you cut a long, skinny twist and then wrap it around a straw to get a beautiful curl. But if you don't have that, just cut a regular twist and express some oils onto the top of the drink.
You know what? I have one of those, but I had no idea it was called a channel knife.
Now,
Learn
you
something
know.
Something every day.
And then I also threw a couple cranberries on there because they float so nicely and they make the drink look extra festive.
It's really pretty, yeah. So what's the other one?
The other one is very similar, just a slightly different flavor profile. So I call it the Winter Blossom, and it uses 1 ounce of pomegranate juice,
mm-hmm.
just regular old palm that you can buy anywhere, 1/4 ounce of Saint Germain, which is an elderflower liqueur, 1 dash of orange bitters. Top that off with the same sparkling wine and garnish it this time with a lemon twist.
Well, they're both really, really pretty drinks. One's a little darker than the other, and one has cranberries and the other doesn't. But I guess the only real way to judge these is to taste them.
Yeah.
So which one should I taste
first?
I'm
curious which one your favorite will be. I don't know. Let's taste the Winter Blossom first.
Okay, fine. I got on my nose... Sparkling wine first, really nice. And this is one of those drinks where you're thinking, wow, this is a special occasion.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's not as pretty of this poinsettia because you've got the cranberries floating on top, but it certainly is a very pretty thing. It's almost a burgundy, sort of a wine looking, but it's got that nice ruby red color.
Absolutely. And if you have some of those pomegranate seeds, you could float those in this just like the cranberry. I just
perfect.
Didn't have any today, but that's a great garnish to make it look extra special.
I like that. Okay, so that's the Winter Blossom.
That's the Winter Blossom.
Let's try the poinsettia. So in both these drinks, a sparkling wine really makes a difference.
The vast majority of this, each of these have, 4 to 5 ounces of sparkling wine in them. So that's the majority of the flavor you're going to get. And then we're just giving it some little accents.
So I really love the Winter Blossom. But this, because it's not quite as sweet, mm-hmm. is more my favorite. And I like that little tart cranberry that you taste right away. And that's just lovely. It's really nice.
And that's from using that 100% pure cranberry juice because it really is... packs a punch. It's very tart and it's got a little bit of bitter back end. It's also what gives it this really glorious ruby kind of color because it's so intense, where if you get another kind of cranberry juice that isn't as concentrated, it won't be as beautiful.
Well, I would serve one or the other or both at any New Year's Eve party I had, except that we're not inviting anybody over because pandemic.
But this way, you can take a single bottle of sparkling wine and have a whole bunch of different experiences with it.
It's true. It's very good. I love these, the Winter Blossom and the Poinsettia. And you can find the recipes on michiganradio.org. Just look for Cheers.
Let's cheers to that. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.